Joshua 22:21 through Joshua 23. Then the sons of Reuben, the sons of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh answered and spoke to the heads of the families of Israel. The Mighty One, God, the Lord, the Mighty One, God, the Lord. He knows, and may Israel itself know, if it was in rebellion, or if in an unfaithful act against the Lord, do not save us this day. If we have built us an altar to turn away from following the Lord, or if to offer a burnt offering or a grain offering on it, or if to offer sacrifices of peace offerings on it, may the Lord himself demand it. But truly we have done this out of concern, for a reason, saying, in time to come, your sons may say to our sons, what have you to do with the Lord, God of Israel? For the Lord has made the Jordan a border between us and you, you sons of Reuben and sons of Gad. You have no portion in the Lord. So your sons may make our sons stop fearing the Lord. Therefore, we said, let's build an altar, not for burnt offering or for sacrifice. Rather, it shall be a witness between us and you, between our generations after us, that we are to perform the service of the Lord before him, with our burnt offerings, our sacrifices, and with our peace offerings, so that your sons will not say to our sons in time to come, you have no portion in the Lord. Therefore, we said, it shall also come about, if they say this to us, to our generations in time to come, then we shall say, see the copy of the altar of the Lord which our fathers made, not for burnt offering or for sacrifice. Rather, it is a witness between us and you. Far be it from us that we should rebel against the Lord and turn away from following the Lord this day, by building an altar for burnt offering, for grain offering, or for sacrifice, besides the altar of the Lord our God which is before his tabernacle. So, when Phinehas the priest and the leaders of the congregation, that is, the heads of the families of Israel, who were with him, heard the words which the sons of Reuben, the sons of Gad, and the sons of Manasseh spoke, it pleased them. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, said to the sons of Reuben, the sons of Gad, and to the sons of Manasseh, today we know that the Lord is in our midst, because you have not committed this unfaithful act against the Lord. Now you have saved the sons of Israel from the hand of the Lord. Then Phinehas, the son of Eleazar the priest, and the leaders returned from the sons of Reuben and from the sons of Gad, from the land of Gilead to the land of Canaan, to the sons of Israel, and brought back word to them. The word pleased the sons of Israel, and the sons of Israel blessed God. And they did not speak of going up against them in battle to destroy the land in which the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad were living. And the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad called the altar witness, for they said, it is a witness between us that the Lord is God. Now it came about after many days, when the Lord had given rest to Israel from all their enemies on every side, that Joshua was old, advanced in years, that Joshua called for all Israel, for the elders, their heads, their judges, and their officers, and said to them, I am old and advanced in years, and you have seen all that the Lord your God has done to all these nations because of you, for the Lord your God is he who has been fighting for you. See, I have apportioned to you these nations which remain as an inheritance for your tribes, with all the nations which I have eliminated, from the Jordan even to the great sea toward the west. And the Lord your God, he will thrust them away from you, and drive them from you, and you will take possession of their land, just as the Lord your God promised you. Be very determined, then, to keep and do everything that is written in the book of the law of Moses, so that you will not turn aside from it, to the right or to the left, so that you will not associate with these nations, these which remain with you, or mention the name of their gods, or make anyone swear by them, or serve them, or bow down to them. But you are to cling to the Lord your God, as you have done to this day, For the Lord has driven out great and mighty nations from before you. And as for you, no one has stood against you to this day. One of your men puts to flight 1,000. For the Lord your God is he who fights for you, just as he promised you. So take great care for yourselves, that you love the Lord your God. For if you ever go back and cling to the rest of these nations, these which remain with you, and intermarry with them, so that you associate with them and they with you, know with certainty that the Lord your God will not continue to drive these nations out from before you, but they will be a snare and a trap to you, and a whip on your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from this good land which the Lord your God has given you. Now behold, today I am going the way of all the earth, and you know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one word of all the good words which the Lord your God spoke concerning you has failed. They all have been fulfilled for you, not one of them has failed. But it will come about that just as all the good words which the Lord your God spoke to you have come upon you, so the Lord will bring upon you all the warnings, until he has eliminated you from this good land which the Lord your God has given you. When you violate the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and you go and serve other gods and bow down to them, then the anger of the Lord will burn against you, and you will perish quickly from the good land which he has given you. Matthew 20. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. When he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius for the day, he sent them into his vineyard, and he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to those he said, "You go into the vineyard also, and whatever is right I will give you." And so they went. Again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour, and did the same thing. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing around. And he said to them, "Why have you been standing here idle all day long?" They said to him, "Because no one hired us." He said to them, "You go into the vineyard too." Now when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, starting with the last group to the first." When those hired about the 11th hour came, each one received a denarius. And so, when those hired first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they grumbled at the landowner, saying, "These who were hired last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day's work and the scorching heat." But he answered and said to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go. But I want to give this last person the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I want with what is my own? Or is your eye envious because I am generous? So the last shall be first, and the first last." As Jesus was about to go up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves, and on the road he said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death. And they will hand him over to the Gentiles, and mock and flog and crucify, and on the third day he will be raised up." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to Jesus with her sons, bowing down and making a request of him. And he said to her, "What do you desire?" She said to him, "Say that in your kingdom these two sons of mine shall sit one at your right and one at your left." But Jesus replied, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "My cup you shall drink, but to sit at my right and at my left is not mine to give, but it is for those whom it has been prepared by my Father." And after hearing this, the other 10 disciples became indignant with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles domineer over them, and those in high position exercise authority over them. It is not this way among you, but whoever wants to become prominent among you shall be your servant, and whoever desires to be first among you shall be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." As they were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him, and two people who were blind sitting by the road, hearing that Jesus was passing by, cried out, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." But the crowd sternly warned them to be quiet. Yet they cried out all the more, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." And Jesus stopped and called them, and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Lord, we want our eyes to be opened." Moved with compassion, Jesus touched their eyes, and immediately they regained their sight and followed him. Second Thessalonians 3. Finally, brothers and sisters, pray for us that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly and be glorified just as it was also with you, and that we will be rescued from troublesome and evil people. For not all have the faith, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord concerning you, that you are doing and will do what we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the perseverance of Christ. Now we command you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from every brother or sister who leads a disorderly life, and not one in accordance with the tradition which you received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example, because we did not act in an undisciplined way among you, nor did we eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with labor and hardship we kept working night and day, so that we would not be a burden to any of you. Not because we do not have the right to this, but in order to offer ourselves as a role model for you, so that you would follow our example. For even when we were with you, we used to give you this order: if anyone is not willing to work, then he is not to eat either. For we hear that some among you are leading an undisciplined life, doing no work at all, but acting like busybodies. Now we command and exhort such persons in the Lord Jesus Christ to work peacefully and eat their own bread. But as for you, brothers and sisters, do not grow weary of doing good. If anyone does not obey our instruction in this letter, take special note of that person so as not to associate with him, so that he will be put to shame. And yet do not regard that person as an enemy, but admonish that one as a brother or sister. Now may the Lord of peace himself continually grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with you all. I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand, and this is a distinguishing mark in every letter. This is the way I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Proverbs 8:1-11. Does not wisdom call, and understanding raise her voice? On top of the heights beside the way, where the paths meet, she takes her stand. Beside the gate, at the opening to the city, at the entrance of the doors, she cries out, "To you, people, I call, and my voice is to mankind. You naive ones, understand prudence, and you fools, understand wisdom. Listen, for I speak noble things, and the opening of my lips will reveal right things, for my mouth will proclaim truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing crooked or perverted in them. They are all straightforward to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. Accept my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. Wisdom is better than jewels, and all desirable things cannot compare with her. Psalm 89, 38 through 52. But you have rejected and refused. You have been full of wrath against your anointed. You have repudiated the covenant of your servant. You have profaned his crown in the dust. You have broken down all his walls. You have brought his strongholds to ruin. All who pass along the way plunder him. He has become a disgrace to his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his adversaries. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You also turn back the edge of his sword, and have not made him stand in battle. You have put an end to his splendor, and cast his throne to the ground. You have shortened the days of his youth. You have covered him with shame. How long, Lord, will you hide yourself forever? Will your wrath burn like fire? Remember what my lifespan is. For what futility you have created all the sons of mankind. What man can live and not see death? Can he save his soul from the power of Sheol? Where are your former acts of favor, Lord, which you swore to David in your faithfulness? Remember, Lord, the taunt against your servants, how I carry in my heart the taunts of all the many peoples, with which your enemies have taunted, Lord, with which they have taunted the footsteps of your anointed. Blessed be the Lord forever. Amen and amen.